Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up! ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Houston, standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe start.
Hold on. It's not starting now. No, it's rolling on. We're in hour three of Jeremy and Joe, and it rolls on. Are you happy?
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Yes. Yes, I am. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. I'm talking Stroud. James, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. I'm just kind of jumping in on this C.J. Stroud talk. To me, the Houston Texans need to decide on their identity of what kind of team they want to be. I think, obviously, with our defense and D'Amico, that this team needs to obviously be a better running team. We need to run the ball more. You were kind of leading into it a little bit ago, Jeremy. Is this team, I think, if I'm not mistaken, there was only one game this year where we rushed for 100 yards. And I think at the beginning of the season, you know, I think if we'd had Joe Mixon here, it would have, maybe this team would have been different this year. And I remember when we went in starting the season, you know, all there was the talk that, oh, you know, maybe Joe Mixon might be out for four games. And so we kind of picked up Nick Chubb and, you know, he was going, you know, kind of, you know, get us until Joe Mixon never came back. And I don't think that we ever really got the full story on Joe Mixon. And so if he's not coming back next year, I think the Texans need to go out and draft a good running back or find a good running back and become a running team. I've never seen a defensive team that like we have that hasn't tried to run the ball more. I remember that when we drafted CJ in his first year, there was so much talk about how that I don't, you know, they were talking about that he didn't really respect Slovic. And so now, you know, it seems like we're changing offensive coaches every year. And I don't think we need to do that. I think CJ needs to get on board. We need to set our identity that this is what we're going to do. We're going to play strong defense. We're going to be a strong running team. We're going to take time off the clock and let our defense win it. And you know what? And if CJ can't get on board with that, then we got to move on from him and find somebody else. But that's what I got, guys.
Yeah, thanks, James. Look, I think they want to be what you said. They want to run the ball. They want to control the clock. They don't want turnovers. They're just not quite there yet. And then I think that's still some of the larger parts of what Nick Caserio has done, is not done as the GM. I wouldn't bank on Joe Mixon next year.
Yeah, well, you were saying you saw
Aaron Wilson put out a story for KPRC today. And he wrote that during the season, quote, during the season, a source emphasized the team wasn't expecting Mixon to return at any point, and that his career is in doubt, end quote.
Huh. D'Amico kind of sounded ominous the other day, too.
Yeah.
He talked about Mixon.
So Joe Mixon's career might be over. Maybe not. Aaron Wilson's wrong about a lot of injuries. But, like, career being over, being wrong is a big one, Aaron. So I hope you got that one at least directionally correct.
Well, he did say could.
Yeah.
So he kind of gave himself an out.
Yeah. But it's Joe Mixon's not going to be on this team next year.
No, I think they're
regardless.
I doubt it. I think that their identity is they want to run and defend. I think that they made it pretty clear when they hired Kaylee, because I think Kaylee fits the run and defend. I mean, because what are you trying to get from Kaylee? You're trying to get long drives, methodical drives, time of possession drives, control the ball drives, sophisticated offense. Like CJ's talked about it, a death by a thousand cuts. That's not Stroud. Stroud's like explosive plays. Stroud's throwing the ball deep downfield. Ohio State, his most electric plays were deep downfield, throwing the ball deep downfield to his stable of first round receivers. His rookie year, like, what were his most memorable plays? Mm-hmm. bombs. Tank Dell on the receiving end. Nico Collins a big year. Like it's I think it's a scheme misfit. I didn't know it at the time because we thought that Kaylee was going to bring over a lot of LA Rams stuff. And look, maybe D'Amico, look, I think D'Amico knew what he was hiring with the OC, but maybe he did think that he was getting LA Nick Kaylee and not New England Nick Kaylee, and maybe they fire him tomorrow. I think if they fire Kaylee this week, which I don't think is going to happen, but if they do fire Kaylee this week, maybe D'Amico was fooled too on who he was hiring.
Yeah.
But I think D'Amico knew what he was signing up for. I think it's the offense that he wants to run. I do think it's a scheme misfit. I do think that they have an identity of running the football and then defending it. I just don't think they were very good at running the football. And they had more 100-yard games than you said. I think they had 11 games of 100 yards or more. You might be thinking of a single rusher. But to your point, they were 22nd in the NFL in running. So they had the 22nd, you know, most rushing yards in the NFL. Now, what do you invest in this offseason? I think you need to invest in interior offensive linemen to be able to, you know, help you run the football, because you need to win the trenches if you're going to run the ball well in any level of football, especially the NFL. I don't disagree with, you know, seeking running backs. In a perfect world, I would like to draft a running back in the third or fourth round. If you fall in love with a running back and you draft them in the second, okay, whatever. I prefer it in the middle rounds. And I would sign the best free agent you can on a cheap one-year deal. Think like a Rico Daddle. Think of a J.K. Dobbins. Something in that, you know, elk. So you have Woody Marks. You have rookie mid-round running back. Mm-hmm. You have veteran free agent on a one-year deal. And then whatever you want to do with that fourth running back spot, I don't really care.
Yeah, and then you have, again, and then like you said, you fix the interior offensive line, and you run
and
the ball.
You fix the interior offensive line.
And I think if you start running the ball, I think you can find some of the stuff deep down the field for CJ.
It opens it up.
Like, you can find some play action to a Tank Dell or Higgins or Noel or Nico. Like, there's probably more you can do once you can run the ball in this offense.
Yeah.
So, in theory, I think you can get best of both worlds. Like, CJ can have his deep shots down the field. If you can do the little things well and not turn it over, and they can run the ball effectively. It's a lot to ask for in one offseason.
Yeah.
Since we had the same exact conversations last offseason.
I think my dream free agent signing is Tyler Linderbaum.
Okay.
That's like the guy I want the most.
That makes sense.
You draft him, you fortify the center position, which is so helpful for a quarterback. Like Stroud, okay, Stroud struggles like picking up defenses. Like they're disguising. He struggles there. Well, what does a center do? He helps you in that area. Is there anybody better than him in the NFL? Maybe one or two, but he's a top five center in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like that to me helps CJ a lot. That helps your rushing attack a lot. You know, and then what you have to do around him, you know, figure it out. Maybe trade up for a guard, a Tyler Booker or something like that. Not obviously not him, but somebody like him. Whoever this year's rookie Booker is, something like that.
You bring in a center and a guard, and then in through the draft,
and that might be it.
Linderbaum, like, and then maybe bring back Ingram, running back with him.
Like you go rookie first rounder at left guard. Although I know that the Texans have missed there. Linderbaum.
Mm-hmm.
Ingram, you have to figure out what you're doing with Titus.
I think he's going to be on the roster next year.
Okay. He's your right tackle. Ursary's your left tackle.
If you could have figured out some of the other pieces of the offensive line this last offseason, maybe you could have had some flexibility to move on from Titus.
Mm-hmm.
But if you moved on from Titus, you have four guys to replace.
Rocky, Jeremy, read my text because I'm calling BS on the quarterback coach not being a factor. I said it's overrated. It's literally his job to communicate to the offensive coordinator. He is the direct link between QB and OC. You don't think Kaylee works with the quarterbacks?
Yeah, also,
like Joe said, Gerard was here on Stroud's rookie year. He said, since Gerard is your friend, I said I knew him. I didn't say he was my friend. Then call him up and ask him what's going on. That's not something I would ask Gerard. I think that's unprofessional. I'm not going to call up Gerard and be like, hey, man, what's going on with Stroud? I think that's Bush League. I wouldn't do that to people. Yeah. Rocky says Linderbaum's getting $20 million, I read. Good. Go for it.
That's a lot of
instead
money.
Instead of extending Stroud, give him $20 million. There
give
you go.
Give everyone else $20
million. Give him $20
million. If Will Anderson 40, Linderbaum 20. Instead of giving CJ 60.
So did you watch the all 22 of the game? I didn't want to watch it. I did not watch it because I made the decision. I was almost brought up on the air yesterday if I was going to ask you guys, should I watch it or not? But I started to think about it. I was like, I don't really want to waste my time watching this game.
It kind of feels like season's over.
The season's over. Like, I don't really want, like, I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to watch the game yesterday.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching to see just how many accurate throws he had. Right. I was like, eh.
See, I was on the fence, but I was like,
I don't really want to do this.
Yeah, I decided not to. I made a business decision and did not do it. Would you not spend bigger years money on Breece Hall or Kenneth Walker? No, I wouldn't. I think it's more important to have a good O-line than it is to have, like, a tier up in running back.
I think, like, the team down the road, the Cowboys, it's kind of showing you can bring in pretty much anyone, and if you can block for them well, you can run the ball.
I'd rather have Linderbaum than any of the free agent running backs.
Yeah. I don't really like Breece Hall as like
he's 25, man. Like yeah. he's gonna be he could be here for the next 10 years.
To be honest with you, I
centers can play forever.
Like and I thought Kenneth Walker was gonna hit free agency. I'm not so sure now.
Yeah, the injury
like, Charbonnet tearing his ACL. Like they could have been like, all right, we're gonna go Charbonnet and draft someone. Charbonnet's probably not playing next year now.
Probably
not. Most of the next season.
McDaniel can make a quarterback. It was weird with McDaniel. You were telling me earlier during the break that McDaniel pulled his name out of consideration for the Cleveland Browns head coaching job.
Yeah.
I read somewhere earlier this offseason, like when he was fired, I don't remember where, that he was willing to accept an offensive coordinator job in a better situation than a bad head coaching job. So I don't know if that is correlated.
Apparently he's still in the mix for like the Ravens head coaching job.
Okay.
But he's also set to interview with the Chargers today.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like worst case scenario, he's going to be the OC in Tennessee with Saleh.
Which is, I think, a good job.
I mean, you get a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, it can be a good job.
You get a rookie quarterback and you have a defensive-minded coach, you have free reign of the offense.
I mean, if I was Mike McDaniel, like, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see what happens in Buffalo.
Sure.
Like, I'm waiting to see what happens in Baltimore.
No, I'm not taking the OC job until the head coach's job I want are filled.
Like if Anthony Weaver, who is interviewing for the second time, with Baltimore, gets the head coaching job there. Like, yeah, you might be a candidate. If you know, Saleh, obviously in Tennessee, but then, like, if there's a guy who you know in Buffalo and he gets that job, you might be able to be Josh Allen's OC, which means you'll be a head coach in the NFL probably next season.
Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are bringing in first-round offensive lineman, you dolt. I think that was your point.
Yeah.
I think the dolt's point was that.
Is that you can run. If you invest in your offensive line, you can sign anybody. Also, Rico Dotto did pretty good in Carolina as well.
Yeah. He was on a cheap one-year deal, though. I think he was making $5
million. Yeah.
Dobbins was like $3.5-4 million.
Yeah.
Like, go sign the best one-year running back on that type of deal. And then you have a rookie running back with, you know, the guy you draft. And then Woody Marks is still in his running back. Like, you're not spending any money in that room. And I like the room. Like, if Woody Marks, a third, fourth-round rookie, and the best one-year, $5 million free agent are in your room, that's going to be a good room. And you're not spending that much money there.
You think Montgomery comes in that low?
He's probably had too much success.
Yeah.
Like, he's had a lot of success, and he hasn't been, like, the main guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Julian Kyle, we'll get to you on the other side. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
All right, right now you can get into a brand-new or leased vehicle in the next 24 to 72 hours when you call my friends at D&M Leasing. Check out their website at dmautoleasing.com or you can call them at 713-290-1000. Right now you can also get for the next 60 days, no payments. If you've never leased a vehicle before, it's really not that complicated, but they will walk you through the entire process from start to finish. So whatever questions you have, you've got veterans there who have been there for 10 years as leasing agents, managers who've been there for 20 years, and they will walk you through everything, like I said, from start to finish. The best part is, too, you don't ever have to go to a dealership again. You can do all of it from the comfort of your own home. You'll DocuSign everything that you need to when it comes time. They will bring you your vehicle. They will take your trade-in with you on their way as well. So check them out right now, dmautoleasing.com, or call 713-290-1000 and tell them ESPN 97.5 sent you by.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Talking Stroud, 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Kyle, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, what's up? I'm just, I feel a little worried about how y'all still have y'all's hopes up for C.J. Stroud somehow turning it around.
Do we? Yeah, what has made you? What made you say that?
You know, give him some backs to run.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
I mean,
though.
I know y'all aren't that up on him. I'm just saying. I know. I'm just saying that I think he's hit his high watermark. You know, that rookie season, no one had a book on him. You know, and that book gets thicker and thicker with every game he plays. He's never going to be able to beat the book that's on him. And I think you should build up the offensive line for a 2027 quarterback next year. And why didn't they put Mills in the game in the second half? Have they ever? I mean, yeah. I think he would have been able to come back.
Appreciate the call, Kyle. D'Amico, appreciate it. D'Amico said that he had faith in Stroud to play a better second half. He did play better in the second half than he did in a historically bad first half.
He did, but low bar.
The lowest bar maybe in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
I think he's loyal to a fault. I think D'Amico is loyal to his guys. I think he's willing to die on that loyalty sword. And, I mean, I admire it, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I get it. But, like, I also think he knows, like, if he pulls it, he ain't never getting CJ Stroud back, man.
Yeah,
like that kid is not what I look. What I see is someone that's tough enough to handle that. Like, I don't think he could handle what Bryce Young went through last year. I don't see it.
Interesting.
Like, Bryce Young is benched for Andy Dalton. Doesn't really happen in your second year ever as a franchise quarterback. Bounces back, plays better. 8-9 this year, yes, but gets the team to the playoffs. Has played better ever since that benching. Like. Something seems to have clicked. Like, I don't think you get C.J. Stroud back.
Probably not.
If you bench him for Davis Mills.
I've seen a lot of the Fromber comparisons since Sunday's game. Those?
Yeah.
Need to shrink.
Yeah.
I got a guy if he's interested.
Not Fromber's guy, I hope.
Well, that guy speaks Spanish, so.
Because Fromber. Oof. Is he ever going to get signed?
I had a thought today, but I think I might put a pin in it.
I think I have the same thought, so we'll save it for tomorrow. I think CJ needs a little bit of help there, maybe. I think he just like it starts with confidence in the offensive line. Like, that has to be priority one this offseason. Unless he believes that he is more safe in the pocket, I don't know if we're ever going to see like the best version of him again.
No, I think it's fair. And a lot of people are saying, well, if he needs all these things, is he a franchise quarterback? The answer to that is no. Like, I think that's why I was kind of pushing back at, like, you guys are positive on Stroud. I don't think we've said anything positive. Like, we've given the scenario which we think he can have success. I think we've painted the picture on what we think it's going to take for him to succeed. I'm not sure any of the things we've said is a positive outlook on him, though.
No, when you need five things that you've gone through of like to make him a good quarterback, like then you're not a franchise guy. No, I think you can be a very good quarterback that gets a good contract.
Oh, sure.
And have to have a lot right around you. I think Baker Mayfield is a good example of that. Sam Darnold right now. I think you're a little higher on Goff than I am. I think Goff is equivalent to that still. Where like you need a good offensive mind, you need good talent around him, a good running game. Like there's only like three or four quarterbacks who really fall outside the exception of that rule. And frankly, they all missed the playoffs this year. So like maybe they still need it too. Like,
I mean, Goff's a two-time all pro.
I know.
Like, but, I mean, I think we sell Goff short. You think Stroud's going to be a two-time All-Pro at the age of 31?
No.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Goff's pretty dang good.
No, but I think, like, it's.
Goff's top 10 guy, but, like, perennial.
Yeah, I just think that, like, the top five guys are, and maybe it's even less than that, are the ones who are, like, it doesn't have to be perfect for them. Where I think Goff, if you took a couple pieces away.
I think the way we look at top five guys is completely flawed, though.
Probably.
I mean, we put Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson up there, and they're winning MVPs, and I get it. But they're also super, super reckless with the football, and I don't think D'Amico wants to play that way. 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. CJ's head's in the wrong place right now. It really looks like he's not having fun. He's lost a smile. I don't agree with y'all. Name a quarterback that's had success with a bad O-line and little to no run game. Didn't Mahomes win the Super Bowl that final year, the last year he won it with a bad O-line?
Mm-hmm.
Their running game probably wasn't very good that year. Because Pacheco got hurt. They, like, re-signed Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt was okay.
Yeah, but he was also, like, a street free agent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's not, like...
You have to have a good O-line. We're not disagreeing.
Yes, like, you can't...
We agree with that.
Like, what Joe Burrow did getting to the Super Bowl, and he hasn't been back since. He hasn't been to the playoffs since. Mahomes has been to two Super Bowls in which they've lost both of them, and immediately in the offseason they said, okay, we have to retool this entire thing. Like, it's, yeah, you need a good offensive line.
Yeah.
But CJ sack numbers went down this year. His sack percentage numbers went down this year. Like, he figured out, and he and Nick Cayley and the O-line made it a little bit better. But in the biggest moment, he panicked in two games because he didn't trust what was going on around him.
I still can't think of a comp for Stroud. Was Big Ben dumb? Is he a Big Ben? Like, is he a Big Ben type? Is it Roethlisberger? Is Roethlisberger the answer?
Yeah, because Ben's dumbness was kind of off the field.
Like, he could scramble a little bit, but, like, wasn't the greatest athlete. Now, obviously, he's bigger, and he would, like, bounce off tacklers better.
Yeah, that's true.
Stroud gets concussed when he runs into tacklers.
I don't know what the comp Cutler? Like.
Somebody said Eli earlier. I don't see Eli.
No, because Jay wouldn't care if his offensive coordinator told him not to throw the ball down the field.
He would just do it.
He would just do it. Like, he wasn't a very good listener.
That guy's funny. Better OC job for McDaniel, Titans or the Texans?
I think still the Texans. I'm not like a full Cam Ward believer.
So yeah, I mean, he's the first pick, though.
I know.
They're kind of very, I mean, they're similar jobs in terms of who your boss is. Because they're both, you know, defensive-minded guys from San Francisco that also spend time in Houston, where I think both guys. I'm not sure D'Amico had experience with was D'Amico as a player here when McDaniel was a coach. I know McDaniel and Saleh were both like quality as control assistants with the Texans at the same time.
D'Amico was,
but I think D'Amico might have predated McDaniel as a coach in Houston, they were together in San Fran.
Did D'Amico play? Again, when was this, like last year in Houston?
I don't remember.
D'Amico was here as a player with both Saleh and Mike McDaniel.
Okay, so they did cross over. Yeah, so and then they would have crossed over.
McDaniel was here from 06 to 08, and then Saleh was here from 05 to 2010, and D'Amico was here that whole time.
I think if I were an OC, I'd rather work with Cam.
Because there's the unknown?
Well, I think there's more talent there. But if I... But the whole thing, I think I'd rather work in Houston because you have an unbelievable defense. So you probably have like a little bit more cushion. Mm-hmm. And then the skill players around the quarterback are far better. I mean, Nico Collins is way better than Calvin Ridley. And I don't even know if Ridley's going to be there next year. And then their second receivers are like IU Maynard and Dyke.
They're in a tough spot.
Like they don't have a very good skill guys. Their offensive line is probably worse than the Texans.
Yeah, they got a lot of work to do.
Like so the quarterback I think I would rather work with is at OC, but I think I'd rather work with the entirety of the Texans offense, plus the fact that I have a top defense in the league versus one of the worst defenses in the league.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, ultimately, like, to me, comes down to the organization.
Yeah.
Which one do you trust more?
But I wonder if they're like, okay, Saleh, you're the face. Like, I wonder if the Titans are right now where the Texans were when they hired D'Amico. Because you could say the same thing about the Texans that you currently say about the Titans.
Sure.
Bad ownership. They're not getting out of their own way. It's always going to be a foolish franchise. I'm not going to pay attention to them until the owner sells. And then they bring in a leader who becomes the face that runs the place. I wonder if Amy Adams Skunk is looking at the Texans again as a way to model her franchise.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
The 49ers defensive coordinator? Yeah. I think she's literally just like, it worked for them. Let's just do the same thing they're doing.
Yeah.
And then maybe it'll work. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Like, the Mike McDaniel, like, I probably would have waited if I was Saleh. But, like, maybe he thinks that opportunity is not going to come for him again to get another head coaching job.
It's also weird because I thought I was going to go to Nagy.
I know. He feels very much, like, left out on his own now.
Yeah, he doesn't have the... Like, the OC job's been filled.
In Kansas City.
Like, he might have to go somewhere and be an OC.
I think he's going to have to. Like, could he just end up as the OC in Tennessee?
So, you know, this is going to be a weird comparison. When UConn women's basketball hired Geno,
okay,
the final two candidates were Geno, and I want to say the second candidate was, I think her last name was Daly. But, like, they like, okay, Geno, we're going to give it to you. But we really like you. Would you consider being his top assistant? And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. She has not left.
Really?
She has not left. She's been there the entire time. So, like, actually, like,
huh.
Like, you don't see that in the NFL. What's her name? Did you look it up?
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, the like you don't see that in the NFL, of course, but like there is history of it in sport. Like it's kind of crazy, isn't it? Like, Ray, Gino, we like you. We also like you, lady. Chris Daly's her name.
In a way, it's kind of like Vance Joseph, that he was the Broncos head coach, got fired, and then Sean Payton brought him back to the Broncos to be the defensive coordinator, where it's like that doesn't typically happen.
No. I think it's much more often in the NFL you'll see that. Like, hey, come back, versus, like, you finish bridesmaid to somebody else. Like, your pride's probably not going to allow you to do that in today's NFL.
Yeah.
But it would be kind of funny if they did it. Like, hey, we really liked you, too. You were really close. Would you consider being our OC since you're now unemployed? Do you want a job next year? Do you want to work with – how bad do you really want to work with us and the number one quarterback in the NFL? I know that you thought you were going to be the head coach,
but
how about being the OC?
You can be the OC and the assistant head coach.
You told us in the head coach interview that you really loved us, that you really wanted to be here.
So how much?
How much do you really want to be here?
That would be awesome.
How much do you really like? I like the plan that you had for Cam Ward. How much do you really want to bring that to fruition?
Yeah. And so I was like, can I just hire Mike McDaniel, please? Not Matt Nagy.
That would be funny. All right.
I feel like they lucked out.
Let's talk a little bit more about the solid Titans. We didn't get to the Halfley hire yesterday, what we thought of that. And then the top six remaining openings in the NFL. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. I'm hungry. I'm always hungry, though. Some people would say I'm hangry. But if you go to Federal American Grill, you're going to be you're going to cure all the hunger, the hanger, and you're going to be happy because it's so good. Going on right now, social hour. They have social hour every day from 3 to 7. You might be looking at one of the Federal American Grills right now. You might be driving, stuck in traffic, and be like, hey, you know what? I could use a drink. I could use a bite. That Federal American Grill looks pretty good, and Branham's talking about it right now, and Branham knows food. He might not know ball, but he knows food. Maybe you're driving by the Shepherd location, the one in Katy, the two in Katy. You might be downtown Houston, out in the Woodlands, my neck of the woods, and you're looking at it, you're like, yeah, I really wanted to. Should I? The answer is yes, you should. You're going to love the setting. You're going to love the vibes for their social hour two, runs until 7 o'clock, starts at 3. $10 appetizers. They got drink specials for you. World class whiskey if you're thirsty. World class bourbon if you're thirsty. Sign up for Club Fed while you're there too. Rewards point system. Members have early access to all things Federal Grill. A lot of the new things on the menu too. I haven't had a bad bite at Federal American Grill, but some of the new items they have. How about fried green tomatoes to start? That's really good down here in the South. The buffalo chicken salad. Maybe you're eating better in 2026. That buffalo chicken salad certainly has my attention. And how about this? If you're really hungry, a little surf and turf for you. Nice filet, some blackened shrimp, truffle mashed potatoes, and some seasonal veggies. Sounds like my kind of party. The Freedom Burger, if you want to eat a little bit lighter, or even for lunch. Stop by Federal American Grill anytime. Lunch, dinner, social hour, and you're going to be happy that you did. Valentine's reservations open now. $75 per person for a three-course menu. Some of the best value you're going to find in time. Plus, you're going to impress her. You're going to impress him because you didn't procrastinate this Valentine's season. Federal American Grill, where precision cooking meets quality ingredients in a tribute to classic American cuisine.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
So two players got in the Hall of Fame. We'll get into the coaching stuff here in a minute. Carlos Beltran, 84.2% of the vote. You need 75%. Andrew Jones got 78.4%. So they got the necessary votes to get in. They're Hall of Famers. This should bode well for Jose Altuve, quite frankly.
It should.
It should.
But I'm a little surprised.
My guess with Altuve is they're going to leave him off the first ballot and then vote him in on the second.
That makes sense.
Which I think is Bush League, but that's my guess on what's going to happen.
But also, these are the same morons who have been morons forever.
Yeah.
The way they vote. I mean, it's like someone didn't vote for Ichiro.
That's right.
Someone didn't vote for
the only unanimous ever is, no, I think Rivera's the only unanimous.
Oh, is he the only one?
I think so.
You're right. Jeter, maybe?
No, I think there's only been one.
Like, how? How is that possible?
Which is stupid.
And it's because these old losers feel like they have it's their responsibility to not vote for guys unanimously.
But how do you not have, like, Griffey first ballot?
I don't know.
Yeah, the only unanimous is Mariano Rivera, which is weird because closers have always kind of gotten, like, a difficult.
But he's
always
one,
been difficult for closers. Like, Wagner took it. It was 10th year, right, for Wagner? This is last year?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's always kind of weird how they do that.
But, I mean, closers. It should bode well for Altuve, but I also feel like the younger players got more of the brunt of the blame than Beltran, and which we all know that's not how it should be, right? Yeah. Like, I've already seen Yankees fans tweeting what Beltran did is worse than what, you know, Bonds did.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Which
it's
is stupid, stupid because take. Carlos Beltran has said the Astros were behind when they got here.
They were behind the times.
Because they were stealing signs illegally in New York.
Well, he didn't say that part but out loud.
He alluded to it.
He didn't say that part.
Yeah, he didn't say it, but it's what he meant.
Yeah, it's absolutely what he meant. Absolutely what he meant. I mean, there's so much evidence here. Joe Girardi is literally on MLB Network talking about their system.
Like, yeah, that they've scrubbed from YouTube.
So, yeah. Always got a kick out of the letter. Like, they didn't want the letter out. They didn't want the letter out. They didn't want the letter out. And then whenever the judge ruled, like, you have to unseal the letter, they leaked it.
Yeah.
And, like, so they could get a positive spin on it before it was read by the, you know, the masses.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, yeah, they were stealing signs, but they were doing it this way when it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
What do you mean it wasn't a big deal? You told us forever how it was a big deal, and now it's suddenly not?
Mm-hmm.
The PR spin there was hilarious. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have a negative feeling towards Beltran. I really don't. I like Beltran. Beltran was one of my favorite Astros the first time. Second time, he was kind of meh. But
yeah, I mean, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question about it.
No, but some people, I think, in Houston maybe don't love Beltran because of what happened. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But I like Beltran. I'm glad that he's in. And I think that him getting in at 84.2% of the vote should bode well for Jose Altuve. I think Altuve will get punished first ballot, but I don't think he'll be punished forever.
Is there anyone else from that group that's a Hall of Famer besides Verlander?
Probably not. Not offensively. Like, does Cole get there? I don't know. These injuries are kind of not good.
No, but Cole, Garrett would be like the one.
I mean, Cray is not a Hall of Famer.
No,
he doesn't have the volume.
Bregman's
not going to have the volume. Springer won't have the volume. No, I think Altuve is the only one.
Yeah. Brantley? No.
No, Brantley doesn't have enough.
No.
Doesn't have enough stats. Andrew Jones, 78.4%. I used to love Andrew Jones as a kid, which I feel guilty saying that because he was a Brave and I hated the Braves.
He was awesome.
But his catches, I always loved the catches. I always remember the Spider-Man catch. Mm-hmm. Remember the Spider-Man catch? He made the craziest catches.
And he was the one that I could root for.
You know, his primary language is Spanish.
I did not know that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Huh.
They just think Andrew Jones. And they like English. Nope. Primary language, Spanish for Andrew Jones.
He was fun, man.
Yeah, so congratulations to Beltran and Jones. So solid to the Titans we mentioned. I think it's a good hire for them.
I think it's a good hire too, but at the same time, it really feels like they're just copying Houston.
Yeah, which
is
cool.
Like, it's fine, cool, but like
tighten up.
I wonder how Titans fans feel about that.
I think they're going to win.
Yeah,
I don't think that Tennessee is going to look at this as them copying the Texans.
You don't think so?
Like, I don't disagree with your point. But I don't think Tennessee's looking at hiring Robert Saleh as like, oh, they're just copying the Texans. Saleh was before D'Amico. Like, Saleh precedes D'Amico. So I don't think they're going to look at it that way.
Yeah.
And it's also like a coach with experience, a head coach with experience, that did things with the Jets that, you know, much better than this
year.
Oh,
I think he got a raw deal.
Like, so he's an experienced head coach. D'Amico was not. I don't think, like, I don't disagree with what you're saying,
yeah.
But I don't think the Titans fans are going to look at Saleh and be like, they're just copying the Texans. They're Texans North. I don't think they're going to look at it that way.
That's fair. It's just, yeah, I think this is a good fit for them. It's better than Nagy.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that they need to get a good offensive mind in there with
you got to find
Cam Ward.
You want to try, and that's where, like, the differentiator between Saleh and D'Amico might be, honestly, is who it's going to be. The funniest hire he can make, though.
Slowick?
Would be Slowick. What, like,
has he been rumored in there?
No. Well, I don't think we've seen any Titans OC rumors yet.
Well, I've seen McDaniel.
Like, besides McDaniel?
To pair up with.
Yeah.
But I think that's more like innuendo, like, than rumor.
Sure.
Is that the same thing? Rumor and innuendo?
No,
but it's more like, hey, you're going to go.
This makes sense.
Yeah, because you know him.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's, like, interviewed there or anything.
I don't think so either. I think he's going to get a better job than that.
I mean, it depends. I think it depends on how much he likes Cam Ward.
Yeah, but wouldn't like Justin Herbert be a better job than that?
I don't. Head coach or OC?
OC.
I don't know.
Football is football.
I don't know. I don't know. It might be Daniel Sees.
Bobby back in the division.
What do you think of the speaking of Miami, the Halfley hire?
I think I like it. I mean, it's hard because he's moved so fast. Now, like I think it's a little hard to ignore what happened to the Packers with and without Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
In his tenure, like the defense was terrible last year for the most part. This year it was, I think they only lost one game with Parsons starting, and then their season kind of unraveled after that. So like, is that a reflection of the roster? Is that a reflection of the defense? I'm not totally sure, but I mean, to go from being the head coach at Boston College 2 years ago to now being the head coach of the Dolphins is...
It feels kind of weird.
It's pretty meteoric.
Do you know what he did at BC? Like, do you know what his record was?
I'm sure he never won more than like five games.
He did. He was there 4 years. He won more than 5 3 years.
Okay.
But just barely.
So he like won 6 3 times?
Close. He went 6-5 his first year.
Okay.
He went 6-6 his second year. He went 3-9 his third year. He went 7-6 his fourth year. He was 22-26 at Boston College, and then a couple of years later, he's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty crazy.
Well, because, like, you don't want to...
It's really crazy.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be in college anymore because you don't want to deal with this recruiting. Now you go be a coordinator, all of a sudden, like, you're this unknown mystery candidate, and you're a head coach.
Yeah.
But there's also 10 openings this year, which is still absurd. That like, a third of the NFL has... fired their coach.
And like, I don't think it's a bad hire. It's just weird that he was 22-26 at Boston College, and now he's a head coach of one of the 32 NFL franchises.
Yeah.
Like, that's a, like, what would be the equivalent of that? Like, whoever's the coach at Wake Forest going 500? Like, it's just odd. And I know it's like respect and guys like your game and all that. It was a great move for Halfley.
No, it's just, and that one comes down to like, it's just how much more of this Green Bay, you know, thing do they do? They hire someone from Green Bay to be their general manager. Then you hire some from Green Bay to be your head coach. Like, should I just pencil in Malik Willis, starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins next season?
Follow
at this point and just make him Packers South?
That'd be interesting.
I think Malik Willis can be a starting quarterback next year.
I don't know.
He's looked better than Jordan Love in those games.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of LaFleur, though. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Julian, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Julian?
Evening, gentlemen.
What's up?
Man, so the Robert Saleh hire hurts my heart, brother. I wanted to get him for at least one more year so we can get the comp picks.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I think it's too obvious for Mike McDaniels to go over there. Plus, other than what, they got that Dyke, and then who else is the playmakers? I think McDaniels, like you said, wants to go somewhere where he has playmakers. If he goes over there to Baltimore, man, I feel like over there with Lamar and that dynamic of running, it could be something great. But I digress. Let's go to CJ. CJ, not as bad as everyone says, and I know I've been really hard on him all year. I call and I talk bad about him, but you are onto something about the miss, the scheme. Why would you do that? If I run a 4-3, why are you going to make me run through the tackles 20 times a game? If I shoot threes, why are you going to tell me to post up? I mean, it doesn't make sense, and I think Kaylee's going to be out of here next year.
How's it
going, gentlemen?
Bang, bang, Niner game.
Is everyone out of here if Kaylee's not off next year?
Like, I think he asked the question, like, you know, if he doesn't fit the scheme, why would you bring him in? Because that's what D'Amico wants to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's the style he wants to play. Like, I stopped short of saying that I think that Stroud will be gone before Kaylee because it sounds like an outrageous thing to do. And Kaylee could be gone tomorrow. Like, we could be coming doing the show tomorrow, like ranking our offensive coordinator candidates, because who knows? I just get the sense that D'Amico wants to play this style of football. He hired Nick Kaylee to coordinate an offense to play this style of football, and that they were going to condition CJ Stroud how to play this type of football. And maybe he gets there next year. I just think it's clearly, and we've seen it, a lot harder to get to where they want him to be than maybe even they thought, mm-hmm. and certainly longer than we all thought.
Yeah, this whole offseason is going to be fascinating.
Yeah,
like, and I'm curious how long we have to wait till we like really know about Kaylee. I don't think it's going to be maybe by the end of the week. Uh-huh. You know, one way or the other.
I think it'll be like, I mean, D'Amico said, you know, I'm going to take the week to, we might know tomorrow because Sarah speaks to the media tomorrow.
Yeah, just because, like, you want to move quickly, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think no matter what your decision-making process is, you want to get that decision done ASAP. So that way you can, so if you want a shot at Mike McDaniel, you can get your shot at it.
The Texans fired Bobby Slowik on January 24th last year.
So that would have been like probably a week after.
Let me pull up my Google Calendar. So they fired him on January 24th, mm-hmm. 25. Well, that was a Friday.
Oh, Friday news dump?
It was late, early afternoon. Mm. So, I mean, if they follow the same path, I don't think they're firing him, but if they do, they would fire him, at least if they're doing it the same as last year on Friday. All right, Junkie of the Day. Who's your Junkie of the Day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD. Two, you're never a junkie if you're playing on Underdog, ever. In fact, you should be playing on Underdog right now. You can play a lot of these NBA games that are coming up a little bit later, like the Rockets in San Antonio. But football playoffs are here. Underdog, the best place to get in on all the gridiron action. Three more games left for you. Don't miss out. And you can make picks, as you know, and win money right now in Texas. In fact, get all your picks right. You can up to 5,000 times your cash. And it's so simple playing on Underdog. You just go in there, pull up the app. Go to the sport you want, the game you want, and you pick your favorite players. If they go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, passing yards. We looked at the quarterbacks earlier from the AFC Championship. Looking at the quarterbacks in the NFC Championship, Matthew Stafford, 255.5 passing yards at Seattle. Higher or lower there are going to be daunting, but I don't put it past Matthew Stafford. Sam Darnold, oblique, no problem. 236.5 passing yards there, higher or lower. You know Ball, go prove it. We'll look at the receivers tomorrow, running backs perhaps even the day after. But get your picks right. You can up to 5,000 times your cash. Look, what are you waiting for? Download the Underdog app today. Use promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B, and you're going to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Promo code KILLERB, Underdog. Make picks, win money.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit nadex.com/rules and underdogfantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, coming up after us. Glenn's going to be out at Senate Avenue Brewing. Stop by, have a cold beverage. Cheer for Glenn and jeer Brian McDonald. Soccer matters more to him than Jeremy and Joe. So stop by. Senate Avenue is awesome, too. Great food. The beer is fabulous. It is cold. I like my beer cold, like an ice cold beer. And then Glenn's the best. Cheer for Glenn. And then say nasty, mean things to Brian. Mm-hmm. The more nasty, the meaner, the more Brian likes it. Mm-hmm. So just let him have it. Let him have it. All right, Junkie of the Day, 713-780-3776. Yes, Junkie. Who you got here, Joe? Who's your Junkie of the Day?
Yeah, I'll nominate, speaking of Brian, I'll nominate Brian for his head coach, saying that no team will go 16-0 in college football. I also want to nominate Brian for not watching the national championship game and playing a video game instead last night.
Tracks.
Yikes.
Junkie?
I mean, I
come on, B-Mac.
I mean, Brian, like, uses video games to, like, spark his love life.
Well, he was playing a game versus Josh
Beer. He said that brings, like, he and his wife closer when he's playing video games. So, I think he prioritizes that more than most.
It's true, but watch
although
the
you're
game.
Not too far away.
I watched the game first. My wife goes to sleep, and then I play games.
Okay. My junkies of the day. Ha Seong Kim.
Okay.
Shortstop for the Braves.
Oh, yeah.
Signed a one-year, $20 million contract in December.
Mm-hmm.
He fell on ice in Korea and tore a ligament in his hand. He's going to be out for, like, I think they said, like, 5 weeks or something like that.
Yikes.
2 months, maybe.
Yikes.
Yeah. I didn't know there was ice in Korea.
Good thing they have Mauricio Dubon.
I really don't know the temperatures. Like, I don't know their average temperatures in Korea.
That's a good point.
For some reason, I just always thought it was hot in Korea. Like, I saw ice in Korea. I was like, that? There's ice in Korea? I don't know. I guess I mean, I'm just ignorant to it, is what it is. Also, junkie of the day, Amanda and Kyle are breaking up.
Who's so, that?
Amanda and Kyle from Summer House?
Yeah.
They've spent years together.
I don't want to say that.
They're breaking up. They're calling it quits on their marriage.
Sucks for them.
Which is very, very sad.
Yep.
Yeah,
sorry to hear
you don't that. You don't feel that like you don't feel that sad about it.
I just don't know a lot about them,
but they're important to me.
Maybe Kyle did something wrong.
Well, Kyle's a piece of work.
Then you know what? Congratulations, Amanda.
No, Amanda deserves a way better than Kyle.
Then this isn't a sad. This is a great day.
Kyle's a scumbag.
Yeah, scumbag. Celebrate.
Amanda can do so much better.
All right.
So much better.
Congrats, Amanda.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to show any of it on the season though. It's going to be interesting. What are you watching tonight, Joe?
Basketball. Rockets.
Some good college basketball, too.
Yeah.
Texas Tech Baylor. I might have my eye on that one.
One game at a time.
Game prep coming forward. All right, what wins Junkie of the Day?
Amanda and Kyle.
Amanda and Kyle?
Yes.
Junkie?
Yeah. No, just go Kyle.
Just Kyle.
Kyle, for ruining a great thing and a lovely woman. Kyle, you're our Junkie of the Day. Does it for us. Thanks to AJ for the hard work. Thank you to Joe for his work. I am Jeremy. I did work, too. Coming up next, Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis live from Senate Avenue Brewing. Now watch this throw.
ESPN 97.5.